Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show. And hello everybody from fairly warm and sunny Tucson, Arizona. And you know the start of the show where it says, fly me to the moon and let me play. Well, I wouldn't mind being flown to the moon right now because it can't be any colder on the front or the back of the moon than it is in parts of the United States right now. The Midwest, of course, is suffering under a deep freeze. There was a kind of deep freeze that could be predicted based on the moon and the sun about 2 weeks ago when we had a convergence. Actually, more like a month ago. It's more like a month ago, I guess. I could get you the exact date and statistics, but I'm not sure if it matters to my listeners about that. But anyway, a lot of stuff was going on in Capricorn. There was like four planets in Capricorn. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Saturn is cold as ice on any device. And it was just nasty what this did. See, in other words, some of the things that you see happening in the stars, especially during things like equinoxes and solstices and full moons and new moons, manifest 2 weeks later or 4 weeks later. Sometimes they have a continuing effect, you know, until the next season comes along. But anyway, so that has been a problem there. And there's also been, I don't know if you've been noticing, there's been a problem with the government. You know, there was a lengthy government shutdown and, you know, but lots of things have been fought over and, you know, the nation's security versus, you know, open borders and stuff like that. It's been a real sticking point for both Democrats and Republicans. I'm not choosing sides. I'm just saying that if you look at, if you diligently look at the planets where they are right now, they are showing you this this problem. And also, if you look at the natal charts of people like Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump, then you can see that there are, you know, issues in their charts right now that are crucial and critical. I hope somebody can get their heads together, you know, so that we don't end up in a situation that nobody wants. I always, lately, I've almost feeling like we're just two steps away from civil unrest. Not really a civil war, but definitely civil unrest. So it is, it's definitely a problem. And let's see, what else did I want to say? Oh, I went to a cast party held by the Arizona Balalaika Orchestra at somebody's gorgeous home where, you know, where there's a piano and stuff. I've been to some of these cast parties before, and usually the Russians who have come in for the event from places like Omsk and Minsk and Pinsk, that's, those are actual cities in Russia. But actually, I think these guys were from the Ukraine, two men and a woman. The Ukraine is completely different from Russia. You know, there's not much love between them. But anyway, usually they sit down and they play a couple songs on their balalaikas and, you know, all these stringed instruments and stuff. Have you ever seen a bass balalaika? It's as big as a Volkswagen. But anyway, you could go parasailing with it or something. It's flat and huge. But anyway, so nobody was playing anything for like 20 minutes. So I finally sat down at the piano and I cranked out Pig Ankle Rag, followed by Kalinka. And have you ever heard of Kalinka? Kalinka, 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 my bum. Kalinka, Kalinka, Kalinka. It goes faster and faster. The Russians have this thing with their music where they go, they start out slow, and then it gets faster and faster, and then they slow down again, and it's like you just don't see that in Western or American music. So I actually got a round of applause because there were 20 people sitting in that room around the piano, and nobody had the nerve to sit down and play anything. So at least I did a couple songs. And I said, that's all I know. That's all I know. I looked around me, and I was just glad I got some applause out of the deal. Oh, my friends, I'm going to try something new, something new. If you don't get your question answered, or if you want more, if you want a real tarot card read. Now, of course, I am going to do your tarot cards on this show right now. Coming up, there's only a few callers looking for readings. So anyway, I'm going to do your reading, but but sometimes, you know, you want a private, personal reading without anybody else listening in. So my website is not working very well right now. It's like you can make comments and stuff, but I sometimes just don't get messages on my website, www.edaugust.com. So here's what I'm going to do. This is the first time I've ever done this, actually. I'm looking for some business, and I'd love to do some readings for you. I can do a $25 tarot reading. I can do a $45 astrology reading, because the astrology is much more complex and takes about three times longer. But anyway, we could do that on the phone. We can do that via email or via text message. And the thing is, if I do your cards here, I can send you photos. I will send you photos of the cards that come up in your reading along with the explanations form. So that's an idea, isn't it? So in order to make that happen, get set to write down a phone number, 520-305-8768. That's 520-305-8768. So I'm not discouraging people from calling in to my show. I'm just saying maybe you want to go one step further. And my my site has been set up in a kind of a clunky way, like you have to make a comment or a question, and then it relies on whether, you know, how often I look at the site or whatever. So in the few hours after the show is over, if you care to call, you give me more details, and we can get a reading going right away, in fact. So there we go. Now I'm going to look at the current planets very quickly. The sun is in 9 degrees of Aquarius, and Mercury is in 9 degrees of Aquarius. So Mercury and sun together, it's called Mercury's combust because it's in the heart of the sun. Well, it's trying to keep warm because of all the stuff going on in the Midwest. So people that are born in the, 10 days or something into the sign of Aquarius are going to have a very interesting day today. But also, the moon is in 2 degrees of Sagittarius. Venus is in 24 degrees of Sagittarius. Jupiter is in 17 degrees of Sagittarius. So there's also an awesome Sagittarius energy coming up as the moon sweeps across the sign of Sagittarius. So those Decemberites, you know, those people born in December are going to have a very interesting day, very social. And it's not just today. It's going to be for about 3 days, because the moon is going to take 2.5 days to go all the way across Sagittarius. So at some point there, you'll have some good things going on. Maybe not so great if you're a Gemini, or if you're a Virgo or Pisces, because those three signs are at odds with Sagittarius energy in the zodiac. So we'll just have to see, you know, what happens. And at this point, I want to say also, if you want to help support me, look at Amazon.com and maybe pick up one of my ebooks, such as Planetary Combinations in Astrology. That's a 420-page ebook that Amazon has under Ed August. And $6.95 or $5.95, something like that. And then I also have Great Secrets of the Tarot. Well, I don't know how great the secrets are, but it's the one book that I have written about tarot. And it'd be fun, to get your feedback on it. If you pick up either of those books, I would be delighted to know how you feel about the information therein. So let's see. With that, let me get squared away. My website and my phone, and we'll see what's going on here. Where is, there's a certain site that I go to that tells me where people are calling. Aha, our first caller today, been waiting 9 minutes, is from somewhere in Connecticut, Fairfield County or New Haven, Bridgeport, etc. So that would be very interesting. That will be followed by, I have several callers who have not clicked the number one, so I think that they're just here listening. So that means that I can give some extra time to the first caller online. A couple more are joining in. That's exciting. But let's go to this one in Connecticut. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Nice to speak with you.
Oh, likewise. Likewise. What can I help you with today?
Just myself, really struggling with depression and really trying to move forward and have, you know, a new life and transformation. And I'm just discouraged, discouraged with the depression that comes almost every day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, have you sought out any help for this with
professional
I'm in therapy. Person?
I'm in therapy.
I am so glad to hear it because I don't want to step on any doctor's toes here. You know, I mean, that's the last thing I want to do is to say something that could be construed as giving any kind of medical or mental advice. But what I can do is I can say that the cards can often show symbols that are very tuned in to where you are and may have something to do with, you know, future events. Your future state of mind, maybe they'll say that you have to, you know, maybe you should do something, change a location or get away from a certain person. What are the factors that have gotten you depressed? Was it a relationship that went bad or is it employment problems or what? Did someone pass away?
This is a lifetime thing and a very difficult childhood. And I'm really just trying to get beyond it and do healing, you know, so I can get my life back.
Yeah.
So,
yes, I agree.
So I'm working on a big transformation and trying to get healing, and I'm probably doing okay, but it's discouraging.
Well, the way to get past childhood problems is to find a path in life and a faith in life of something that you can do that will feel very positive and bring you those rays of sunshine, you know, that you need. Like, let's say if you've been, maybe you're not religious or maybe you've been stuck in one religion, but what if you were to look at the masters, the hidden masters, something having to do with spiritualism, spirituality, healing energy. Maybe there's a lot of people that are working on nutritional and holistic, you know, ways of that a person can heal. And, you know, if you're
I'm working on all those levels.
Okay. And finally, if you have, a certain belief, like, for example, take Buddhism, where Buddhism will make you realize that, hey, you know, really? I mean, you know, we're all in the same boat. There's no... but we're heading for nirvana. We're trying to clear a path through this. We have to be positive. We have to, you know, be able to meditate and concentrate. You know, so there are things. I believe that you've also been involved in that then, haven't you? So
yep.
You've,
I'm doing everything I
can. So what is your first name? And I've just been shuffling the cards here.
It's Pat.
Pat, I'm going to... I'm thinking of you in Connecticut, and just
Thank
one
you.
More. Okay, and where would you like me to cut these cards? So we put your energy in the cards.
Middle?
In the middle is the most popular place. It is the most popular place. And what I see here is the Empress card comes up. The Empress card is a card of success and of beauty, of harmony, of everything that's the finest in the world of, femininity and grace and allure and everything. So, you know, to some extent, this Empress card with its heart, with the symbol of Venus on it, and she has a diadem of stars, you know, on her head and everything. And it means that you're backed up in a positive way, in some way involving, you know, you have the means. You have the means and the power and the beauty of spirit and soul to get out of, you know, this the negativity, because it's not as bad as you think. So the next card is the Four of Cups, where a person is sitting with their back to a tree, and there are three cards in front of them, which are the different options and stuff they're thinking about. But there's a fourth one that's coming from spirit. It's coming from out of a little white cloud, holding this golden cup, and it's offering you further ideas, and further options on what you can do possibly to get over the depression. The World is the third card, and the World to me signifies opening up to what's out there. Maybe it signifies travel, if it is possible for you to get out of the house and to travel around and to plan. Because planning something nice is always very helpful. So if you plan, like, let's say, vacation or a trip, somewhere, it can be somewhere that you've been and enjoyed it, or it can be to a new place that you've never been to before. But the World has lots of options for you as far as the things and the people that you can discover or that you can connect with, you know, if you go outside your safety zone. I don't know, a lot of times people, when they're feeling badly like that, they get into a rut, you know, and they stay around the house and they don't do very much. And it's like almost like they have a phobia, you know, about going out there and getting into society is another thing. But, you know, doing something very almost like experimental or positive or something. So the World would show that maybe you're in Connecticut, you know, what would happen on a trip if you took down to Florida, for example, you know, escape some of this icy cold weather? Have you thought of doing some travel, Pat?
Disability income. It's not a possibility.
Oh, it's not a possibility right now to do that. Okay. So another thing with the World is to escape into the world of dreams and visions and real kind of, you visualize the things that you want to realize. I mean, you know what, when I was feeling badly sometimes, you know what I do? I would line up three Netflix movies and I'd watch all three of them. And by the end of the third movie, I'd forget the first movie, but I would feel better because I was taken away from the griefs and pain and questions that I had into other worlds, you know. You could also do this by reading some significant, you know, books. I'm not thinking necessarily positive thinking, but something that would get you, you know, interested. So the cards, as I see, are good. I don't see one bad card coming up. I also I started with the three cards. I also got the Queen of Wands, the Page of Pentacles, the Four of Wands. Now, those involve people that could be in your life that may be helpful. How about friends? You got some friends or family that you can kind of tune in on a little bit more, or they can visit you or you can visit them?
Yeah, I do what I can.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so you have a great day and a great great week ahead. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. All righty. And now we're going to go to 310, and I forget where that is. Is that Los Angeles? Where's 310? Hello.
Hello, it's actually in Santa Monica. Hello, how are you?
I recognize your voice. I'm sorry. That's a person who is a stalker, and I'm very sorry to be so, fast with him, but I recognize his voice now, and I don't need his outbursts of swearing at me. And, you know, this guy is unreal. He has the ability to call in on several different lines at the same time, which I don't know how to do that. I mean, he can call from Manhattan, and then he can make it look like he's calling from L.A., there's nobody else who has a voice like him. I'm going to detach myself from the phone calls. Please keep listening, but I'm not going to go there because I know for a fact that he calls in on about three different lines. So goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Sorry about that. 203, I'll let you stay up there for a while. But anyway, if you want to contact me, as I said, you know, you can call me or you can write me at my website and, you know, we can have some fun. The reason to call me privately is that I can do what we call, you know, private and personal reading, and nobody has to be listening to it, and nobody has to hear the griefs and pains and problems and separations and things, you know, that you have. So, you know, I would think that would be a good thing. It would probably be better than calling the show. I don't know what to do about this guy because every month or two, you know, he calls in and he gives me a whole bunch of grief and he swears. I mean, he uses the kind of words that people use when they talk about the kind of words that the Hollywood stars say about Donald Trump. That's what he uses. And I'm just that annoys the hell out of me. So I just don't want to go there. I just don't want to go there. He asked me he asked me a question about his job, and I gave him the cards, and he didn't want to hear the cards because they were pretty bad. But anyway, let me just say, maybe you want to go to edaugustsbooks.com and have a look. I have more than 900 books, paperbacks, that I'm selling at lulu.com, also under my name. And that's a variety of books there. There's movie reviews and there. Oh, no, pardon me. The movie reviews is an ebook. But it's 100 scary mystical books or something like that. But or movies. So that might be fun. And as I said, I have planetary combinations and astrology charts at $6.95, which is on Amazon's Kindle. And I also have Great Secrets of the Tarot. That's Great Secrets of the Tarot, which is the same price, and that is also a Kindle book. Now, here's a secret for those of you out here who might not have a Kindle device. I don't have a Kindle device. What do you think? I'm going to pay $100 or $200 for a Kindle device? I'm not going to do that. But what you do is you just go to the Play Store. If you're on an Android or something, it's very handy. Go to the Play Store and download the Kindle app that they have. And that will give you everything that you would get from having a $100 or $200 like Kindle Fire or other, you know, version. So hopefully that would be something that would help. And then you don't have to just get my books. The world is open to you with tens of thousands of ebooks, hundreds of thousands of ebooks that you can download, sometimes for free, sometimes they're 99 cents or a couple dollars, but they can get into the heart of what you want to read about. You want to read about You want to read about astrology or tarot, or you want to read science fiction or horror. I have like lots of collections of short stories by turn of the century to 1930s writers writing in the horror and thriller vein, such as H.P. Lovecraft and others. And they're a lot of fun. When I had my 90-minute show on Blog Talk Radio up until a few months ago when I canceled. With my 90-minute show, I would take about a third of it and I would just read one of these short stories, you know, and try to use my voice, which has, you know, regaled thousands of people on stage and on the radio and on my YouTube videos. You know, have a look at my YouTube videos, www.youtube.com/Ed August, I think, should bring them up. You know, what do I have there? 100 to 150 videos, including where I'm doing tarot card readings. And I think there's some crystal ball work. There's some other goodies on there. Hopefully you would find something like that interesting. So, of course, I am a little bit rattled whenever it calls. I can just imagine how some of you ladies must feel when some thoroughly obnoxious person tries to put an impediment in your life, or, you know, starts acting in such a way that you got to figure that he's some kind of maniac, you know, some potential maniac out there. I don't know. But, you know, it's just, you know, I just want to avoid disagreeable people, right? I just want to avoid disagreeable people in my life. So at the start of the show, I gave a number that you can reach me at. If you want a reading, I can do $25 tarot readings and $45 astrology or combination readings. I've been doing readings since I was in college, and that goes back to the late 1960s. Yes, I'm an old coot, and I'm an old hippie, if you like. Nothing surprises me, and I've heard it all before, and I think I'm very well grounded in spiritualism and all the aspects of the occult, you know. I probably should burn a candle or something. Maybe this guy will go away. That would be that'd be wonderful. So anyway, I got 906 books right now for sale at www.augustbooks.com, and those include all genres. I mean, I'm not trying to limit myself at all to just one or two genres of books. There are there's a great variety. So what are you looking for? You can gaze at my site and look at them in order of price, either from the cheaper books to the more expensive books, or you can look at them in order of chronology or by author or by title, you know. And that's, yeah, I don't know. I was kind of looking at it today, and I found that I have 100 books among my 900 that are priced at $12.50 or less. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, how did I do that? Because, see, what happens is if I sell a book for, let's say I sell a book for $10. This happened recently. I sold a book for $10, and it's going to be about $2 that I end up paying to Biblio.com for handling the transaction and the debit card and all that stuff, and then paying them a little fee. It's going to be $2, maybe even $2.50. And then I get a mailer, you know, one of these padded, thick mailers to send the book in, and that costs about $1.50. Sometimes I can get as cheap as $1. And then the actual postage, book rate, or what they call media mail, and that's usually about no cheaper than $2. Could be $3 or $4 if the book is a big, heavy book. So, and then of course I have to go to retrieve the book from where I have boxes and boxes of these books. I know exactly where every book is, so I retrieve the book, and then when I send it out, I have to go to the post office. Of course, the post office is a little short of 1 mile away from where I live, so that part is easy. But anyway, at the end of the day, I will make about, you know, $5 off of a $10, and not closer to $4 off of a $10 book sale. So, but every once in a while, I sell a book for $200 or $300. So I have some pretty good ones in there. I have some autographed books that are quite valuable. Well, I thank you very much for listening in, and we'll have to try this again. And if that guy's voice turns up again, then I will just cancel my phone readings for the day. I am very sorry to do that to you. Contact me via my website or give me a call, okay? And here we go. We'll talk to you soon.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
And I have another theme too. Here's another theme.
Da-da-da. Make me love you.